Nguyonale iviki umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhiphe uluhlu lwamankampani kanye labantu abangabe bacela ilizwe imali ngokuyikhipha ngendlela ezingayisizo elizweni. Uluhlu lolu lutshengisa ukuthi kule mali edlula isigidi ezingamakhulu amathathu zamadola, i-R300 million eyangeniswa kule Botswana engazange ibuyele eZimbabwe kwakumele ibuyele. Mnangagwa ukuthi amankampani kanye labantu abakhipha imali le kumele bacheche bayiphendukise. Kungenjalo abomthetho sebezangenela. Ugatsha olubona ukungeniswa kanye lokukhishwa kwemali eBotswana ule Financial Intelligence Agency lutshela bamaphephandaba eBotswana ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi lungeke lutsho kumbe kukhona ongaqondanga ngemali le eyangena ivela eZimbabwe. Kodwa abacubungula ezomnotho bathi akulacala elakudalwa ngendlela imali yakhishwa ngayo. Kungumkhuba ojayelekile ukuthi amankampani afake imali emabhanga lapho inzuzo yabo iyabe igcineke ngendlela abayifunayo.
Angiboni ukuthi kule anything engaqondanga ngokuthi amakhampani evule ama foreign currency accounts kwelizwe elifana le Botswana. It's a normal business practice ukuthi i-business iyafuna ukuba le expectation ukuthi imali yayo iyayithola at the time eyifuna ngayo. And kuyenzakala khona in a country like Zimbabwe kula ma controls, kula ma certain uncertainty in policy, namhla ufake ama US dollar akho kusasa waboni nxa wafuna. It's obvious ukuthi ama businesses would want ukuthi befake izimali zabo in a jurisdiction ezabanika those guarantees.
Uthi njalo ele Botswana lemthetho elukhuni ebhekane ngokungenisa imali ezizweni ingavumi nje ukuthi kube kungeniswa kumbe kukhishwa imali engaziwayo ukuthi ivela kuphi njalo ingasizathu bani.
And Botswana, by the way, is one of the most stringent banking regimes around the region. Awululukho na ungathiwa kona kule izimali ezingenileyo zingaziwi kona zivela ngaphi mbena zile any kind of illegality attached to them. It's well known for being tough on i-banking sector yangokwayo. So I think ukharakterize these things as being illegal or kuthiwa kona abantu abaluthaz imali yakhona i-future eBotswana, it's inaccurate. It's normal business practice ukuthi umuntu zawo yes ama-profits akhe move them to where he knows that those funds can be recovered.
Omunye weZimbabwe ohlala eHabron Muzana Stand Ncube uyazibuza ukuthi uluhlu lolu kungani lula amankampani angaphansi kukahulumende njalo angantshontsha njani imali ivele ngahulumende.
Hayi, ilist siyibonile sibili, kodwa le ilist ikhanya ingani dubious ngoba sibona la ma-institutions ka-government akhona o-Sunday News o-Chronicle. Kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi u-government anga-externalize ama-funds ka-government? Njalo i-exercise lekhanya it's a futile exercise ngoba akula ukuthi imali leya izahamba ingayenziwa ngama-transfers of which ama-authorities aseZimbabwe lawa aseBotswana ngoba we-South Africa langapha ayeyikhangela imali leyo, i-source yemali leyo. So this money was not like iyatshontshwa.
Njalo ule mbuzo ukuthi imali le yaphuma iluhlobo bani njengoba iZimbabwe isile minyaka ingela mali yayo. Abanye njalo bathi kungani lolu luhlu lungela abantu ikakhulu isiphathamandla ezokucele elalisekela umongameli Mnangagwa elela Coste kusiba mcenge ukuthi le kungaba kuyimpi yezombusazwe hathi yokudinga imali okoqotho. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba ze-Studio 7 Sabron kwele Botswana.